Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday, the Australian government revealed that they've just put in a new order for some nuclear submarines. There was a big press conference to make the announcement. Our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was up there and he had a couple of monitors to each side because he was kind of doing a three-way Zoom call with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on one screen and US President Joe Biden on the other. And everything was going very smooth until it got to the point where Boris Johnson said a few words and then threw to Joe Biden. And that's when the US president had a brain fart that was incredibly embarrassing for Scott Morrison. If you missed it, this is what happened.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
You could hear the point where he's like, at that moment where you forget someone's name, it's like, hey mate.
The audio doesn't do it justice.
It doesn't.
Like, you watch it and he's just sort of just like half stares and he's just like, where am I again? Who's that?
Yeah.
Like, how do I know this person?
I just want to thank that guy from down under. He says the same when he's watching Crocodile Dundee. You know, that's not a knife guy.
Yeah,
that guy.
That guy.
And then he finishes with Mr. Prime Minister. And that's just a total giveaway. It's like going to see your doctor and forgetting your doctor's name and going, well, thanks for making the appointment and taking the time to see me, Mr. Doctor.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's not
right there, they know
all.
You've forgotten their name. So I feel like, you know, Joe Biden, he is getting up there in age.
He's
well into his
moment.
70s. He did have a senior's moment. He's like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Mm. You know, he's always forgetting Homer's name. Biden needs like a Mr. Smithers to help him out.
Who is that, Smithers?
Homer Simpson, sir.
Simpson, eh? How very strange. His job description clearly specifies an illiterate.
Which would probably apply to ScoMo. Where's the VP when you need her?
He's just like, yep.
Line, someone help us out here, please. I think the problem is, though, is that our Prime Minister doesn't stick out like the British Prime Minister. Boris Johnson.
He just looks like an everyday sort of dude. He doesn't have Boris Johnson's got the wacky hair. He's got defining features.
That's it. Yeah. He's memorable. Like, ScoMo needs that wild haircut, or at least just some hair. Like, just something that would stick in Joe's mind. You know, he's known to trot out a Hawaiian shirt from time to time. I'm thinking maybe a snappy Hawaiian shirt. The next couple of meetings with Joe, that'd really sort of etch him into Joe's memory.
Yeah, but then he might think he's the Prime Minister of Hawaii or something.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe when they do these press conferences, it should be like an episode of The Chaser where they have their name in front of the podium in big letters.
Maybe.
I think that'd be very helpful for Joe, I think.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
When it comes to making friends and keeping friends as a person growing up, you've got your starting lineup, you've got your second stringers, then you've got your third stringers. It's like, all right, no one else is answering their phone. Looks like I'm going to have to go further down the chain list if I want to hang out with someone else.
Sure.
But I feel like when it comes to the nations of the world, I feel like America is always seems to be that cool big brother that we want to get get noticed by, especially Australians.
Mm.
Anytime America announces something to do with Australia, like we jump at it straight away. If it's like, if it's making movies or anything like that coming to Australia, we move whatever we need to move just because we're excited to be a part of whatever they're doing.
Yeah, Australia's like the year 7 kid.
Mm-hmm.
And America's like the senior. Like the
Absolutely.
Year 12 kid that's like pretty cool, has a bad mustache, just got their L's driving the car to school. I got their P's and they're driving to school, you know, things like that. Whereas we're like, oh, wow, you're so cool, America.
And then you've got your countries in the middle. You've got like your UKs that think they're the cool kids as well, but they're not really.
Yeah.
And I was quite amazed to see the three join up when it comes to nuclear submarines. Obviously, the threat of China is getting stronger and stronger, but Australia, I don't know if they sent a text to France or anything like that, because they did invest in France's naval group when it came to building submarines. 12 of these, you know, it was a $90 billion project. We got about $2 billion in. They went, no, we're going to team up with the USA and also the UK to do the whole nuclear submarine thing.
Well, I think that's because every time, Australia jumped online to check its nuclear submarine order, it said, we're experiencing delays with our deliveries.
Yeah.
Please be patient.
Exactly right.
I don't know if Australia Post was to blame for that or whatever,
This thing is going to be absolutely huge, though, for Australia and sending a big statement, obviously, to China as well. It's also going to be good for Osborne in Adelaide because this place is going to be responsible for helping construct these things. Take a listen.
Ah.
A sudden change of course at Osborne has workers feeling optimistic.
Speed, capabilities, everything's better.
Good news for SA.
Good news for the workforce.
As long as my job's stable.
The Prime Minister says the historic deal securing top secret nuclear sub-technology from the US was born out of necessity amid increasing security challenges in the Indo-Pacific region.
Mm. I like how they keep using the words top secret, yet it was part of a news bulletin telling you of all the capabilities. Yeah. Like, take a listen to this. Have a listen to these capabilities.
Nuclear-powered subs are far superior, especially in stealth mode. And while the model's yet to be decided, typical current designs are about 110 metres long, 10 wide, a crew of 155, 12 missiles and 4 torpedo tubes.
Oh, geez, give it
speed
all,
up to 50 k's submerged. Depth, maybe 300 metres. That's classified. Range, unlimited, with a reactor that never needs refuelling over its 30-year life. And they'll be built right here in Adelaide within a decade.
Oh, my God.
I'd imagine Australia would be just terrible, the news outlets, about, you know, like a surprise birthday party or something like that. It's like, don't tell anyone. But anyway, we'll tell everyone.
She's like, stuff you, Julian Assange. You're not the only one who can leak top secret information. How about this? Well, that's good that it can, like, just run without needing to fuel up. You know, they don't have to watch our check Power FM Bega Bay for the fuel prices.
Nothing like that. They can move absolutely anywhere. I just didn't know this about submarines. It's pretty impressive. The old ones, the Collins ones, those ones had to come up every 3 days or so. Mm. These ones, they can be underwater as long as forever.
Yeah.
Like as long as they, unless they need to come up to, you know, to help out for the food resources and things for the people that are on the sub.
Yeah. Oh, and it's not surprising that Australia would be good at building nuclear subs, you know, designing something that can be submerged for long periods and never resurface. I mean, one of our old prime ministers did that, Harold Holt.
Harold Holt.
It's like, you know what I mean?
Maybe that'll be one of the first missions they'll undertake when this thing's done. But around about 10 years' time, this thing should be up and running as well. But honestly, I've never seen so much controversy around a sub since this guy back in the day.
Hi, I'm Jared the Subway Guy, and this is my story.
Yeah, maybe we don't want to hear that story.
No, I don't think so.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Big dance is on the way for the AFL September 25th in Perth. For the first time ever, the Western Bulldogs v the Melbourne Demons.
Shh, keep your voice down. James might hear you. He's a Demon supporter. He'd be absolutely devastated.
I know. He's a member as well. He's supposed to get free tickets to the final, but because it's over in WA, he can't go. He's a new dad as well, so that makes it pretty tough. But have you ever been to a grand final before? Like,
I know you don't really
dig AFL, but NRL, ever been to a...
Never been to an NRL grand final. Never been to a... even a finals game. I've seen quite a few games of AFL. I think about three or four. That's for me. That's quite a few. About three or four games of AFL in my lifetime. A lot more for NRL, but it's a good experience, the AFL.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the way the game's played, like when you watch a game of basketball, you could be sitting anywhere and you've got a decent view.
It's a circular.
Of the whole ground.
Oval-shaped ground, yeah. It's amazing. People were crawling over their own mothers to get their hands on tickets yesterday when the final 10,250 tickets for the grand final went on sale. And they were actually over in Perth. There was a group of older ladies, about 30 of them, that were camped out at Perth Crown to try and get tickets when they went on sale yesterday. They went to some lengthy measures to try and get those tickets.
These Applecross residents camped out for more than 24 hours at Crown Perth to be the first in line when the AFL Grand Final tickets went on sale to the public at 10 this morning.
Was it cold out there last night?
Absolutely freezing.
20 hours.
Wow.
And counting.
Yeah. There was a few drops of rain, put a few drops in the bottle as well because Ticketmaster wouldn't let me use the ladies.
Yeah, supporters these days will never know the hardship. I think for Melbourne Demons fans, it's been over 50 years since they won a grand final. And older supporters, they're a different breed.
Mm.
Like they will support rain, hail or shine. They will do anything to see their team.
Yeah, well, for these guys, staying outside in the cold and wet conditions paid off in the end.
How are you feeling? The wait last night was worth it?
Absolutely. Every minute, every freezing drop of rain and wind, well worth it.
Yeah, she was happy. This person was happy.
Go D!
Got some tickets?
Four tickets!
That was one of the scalpers.
It sounds like they've already won the grand final.
I know.
That's just getting tickets.
Just got the tickets. They ran through a banner to get to the Ticketmaster. At this point, you go, that's great, but 30 of them camped out. Only 6 managed to score tickets. You're like, why wouldn't you go online? If your nan or your pa really wants to see a grand final, help them out. like, teach them how to use the internet so they don't have to go through
it. Yeah, it's not the 1990s anymore where you go to maybe your local league club and they've got a ticker tech booth or office or capability there and you've got to quickly wait till the club opens or camp out.
You can buy tickets at the push of a button these days, although even those people that were online would have had a struggle to try and get one of those last 10,000 tickets yesterday.
180,000 tried online, but all 10,000 seats were snapped up in just 9 minutes.
Yeah, although sales did slow down when rumours spread this guy would be performing at the halftime special. But there's no Meatloaf at the grand final. I don't think he'll get into WA. I think at this point it's just going to be the Premier Mark McGowan with the tambourine singing Up There Kazali. That's going to be the halftime entertainment.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.